SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
There's something I need to talk about and I'm not sure who else to go to.
Hey there, you are listening to a very special Orville Land where we are not going to discuss an episode of the Orville because there isn't one and we forgot to promote that as part of last week's episode. So we're here just in case you've tuned in and went, wait a sec, why is the Orville not on my SBS Viceland? Why can't I find it on the SBS On Demand? Instead, there's some show on Viceland called The New Young Millionaires.
The New Young Millionaires, yeah. A documentary about rich people.
Sid Sharma, who's joining me, are you featured in this documentary?
I am not featured in this documentary. I wish I were in the position to be, but I'm not.
Yeah, my impoverished friend, Chris Beggins.
That's a wild accusation. I actually am featured in that.
Really?
Yeah, I don't need you people. I'm out of here. No, sadly, I am also not. I am young, but I'm not a millionaire.
Yeah, and you're not new.
It's true.
You're old money.
One out of three. That's nothing.
So we don't have Orville this week to talk about. So we're not going to do a dedicated episode. But I was thinking, if you aren't like interested in watching The New Young Millionaires, or maybe you've already watched that while you're waiting for the Orville to come on, you might be looking for something else to watch this week. So Sid, let's go with you first. If you were looking to fill an Orville-shaped hole in your heart, what would you fill it with?
Well, I'd go for something funny, and this is brought on by the fact that I just returned from India where I watched a TV channel called Vedic Maths, where basically it's just maths problems. I don't recommend you watch that, but if you do...
Also, a little bit hard to pick on the transmitters here in Australia.
A little bit hard to pick up, but also it's maths. But not maths in a fun way, like on 8 out of 10 Cats, which I do recommend you watch because it's hilarious and incredibly entertaining, and you learn a little bit on the way.
Okay.
What? I am very interested in the Indian maths show.
Oh, you shouldn't be. Basically, when you put it on, it's just a portly Indian fella who presents you with a maths problem and you play along at home. But it's never fun stuff. It's never kind of like, it's just really dry maths, like multiplication.
So basically, if you took all the humor, charm, and charisma out of 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown and all the hosts and just left a portly Indian man, you would get that show.
You would get that show, but also no words. So just maths, just like 323 times 7.
The answer is 2,261.
Wow.
Yeah.
So 8 out of 10 Cats Countdown. People can find that on SBS On Demand and on the TV.
Yeah, it's on SBS main channel for the next few weeks at 10:30 on Monday.
Fantastic. Chris, what are you recommending?
I'm nearing the end, well, the series is nearing the end, of Berlin Station. Series 3 is currently playing week to week on SBS On Demand. I think, this is an unfortunate time because it's also on a break in the US this week due to the Super Bowl. But there's 3 seasons of good Berlin Station action for you to enjoy on SBS On Demand at the moment. It's a kind of espionage thriller set in Berlin in a CIA station. There's some people that you recognize in there. It's very good. Very good.
Now, Orville fans are quite possibly also Star Trek fans. And one of the regulars on Berlin Station is Michelle Forbes, of whom is a well-regarded guest cast member from Next Generation Star Trek.
Absolutely. I'm glad you had that tie-in because I did not.
That's all up here, my friend. All up here. A show that I was going to recommend and keeping it within the SBS On Demand family is a show called Counterpart. If you haven't seen Counterpart before, it's a straight drama, so don't expect too many laughs from this one. But Orville fans who like high fantasy concept might enjoy this one. It's like a Cold War espionage thriller. It's set with a guy who's just a bureaucrat working out of a UN type organization in Germany, but finds out that there's actually an alternate reality. And in the alternate reality, his version is like a kick-ass super spy.
Yeah.
So he gets involved to help out with the war effort.
It's J.K. Simmons playing himself twice.
And there's lots of people playing two versions of themselves. And
it's great.
It's really fun and complicated. And it's like a real true sort of espionage spy story. If you like Licari,
stories? It's much more measured in its pacing, and it's kind of, the drama is a lot higher, whereas Berlin Station, I find, is like a nice kind of like action, a little bit glossier kind of.
Yeah. Dan likes the high concept stuff. I want to sit down there with the people.
I just like to think, Chris.
It's true.
My intelligence far exceeds your...
Right, I forgot.
Yeah. But no, I think it's genuinely brainy fun. Like,
I think that's a very good description of it.
Yeah. So check out that. So first season's currently streaming on SBS On Demand, with the second season coming very shortly. Like also, within the next week or so, I think.
Yeah, it's coming at the end of Feb. So yeah. And by all means, also watch New Young Millionaires, because it's just a world that I find fascinating.
Yeah. That none of us are in.
Yeah.
Speak for yourself. Something else I thought I should recommend, if you haven't actually watched like old school Star Trek, like we don't have it here at SBS, but there are all sorts of platforms out there that do have it. I think it's on multiple platforms, so it's quite easy to find. So I would recommend go back and watch original series, which is huge fun. But also, if you can find it, there was an animated series from the mid-70s, Star Trek the Animated Series, which I would guess a lot of Star Trek fans probably haven't watched that. So give that a look, because it is stupid fun.
Be open-minded, but not so open that your brain falls out.
That's what we're after.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, guys, this has been our very short Orville land. We'd like to recommend that people do check out Orville on SBS On Demand. It's there straight after it's there before the episodes air, so you usually can find it Friday afternoons. Not this week, because, you know, no new episode.
That's correct.
But if you want to watch old episodes, first season's still there, second season's still there.
So many episodes, they've all got to go. It's a fire sale. Get your Orville episodes on SBS On Demand now.
It's a fire sale.
It's a fire sale. Oh, Tobias.
Anyway, guys, this has been Orville Land. Thank you very much for listening to our very short episode. We'll be back next week with a proper episode. And Chris, I think you're in on that one as well.
I think I am.
Fantastic. I am. Guys, Sid, we'll see you next week.
All right.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.